Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hi, I am Randy Batson, a graduate of the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. A short and to the point piece written in a local newspaper called the Barbados Mercury and Bridgetown Gazette on this day, July 2nd, 1816, said simply, quote, Joseph Pitt Washington Franklin, a free colored man, was this morning executed on the parade ground at Enmore for having been guilty of exciting and aiding in the late rebellion of the slaves in some of the parishes in this island, unquote. According to the authors of The A to Z of Barbadian Heritage, Franklin was born into enslavement in 1782 to a white planter whose family owned several plantations in St. Philip, including Bailey's Plantation, and a mulatto woman named Leah. He was freed at the age of 21, but he did not receive a bequest of considerable property from his father as, according to Carrington and others, a court rejected the will assigning him the property, and he, by virtue of his color, was unable to testify in court in support of his cause. The rebellion of 1816 broke out on April 14th of that year on several plantations in St. Philip, including Bailey's. It was an event that was quite short-lived. It was over within 4 days, having been quickly suppressed by the combined troops of the British and local militias. Franklin's role in the uprising has been the topic of some debate. Historian Jerome Handler has argued that Franklin is mentioned in the House of Assembly's 1818 report as playing a leading role in the planning of the revolt. This position has been rejected by Professor Sir Hilary Beckles, who contended that several historical records of 1816 and 1876 centered Bussa as the leader of the rebellion, and that by virtue of his role in the occurrence, merited his designation as national hero. According to Sir Hilary, Franklin was only a figurehead. When the court-martial was convened on April 16, 1816, the court found 3 other colored men guilty of insurrection, but had insufficient evidence to convict Franklin for that charge, but instead found him guilty of inciting others to revolt. According to Sir Hilary, the planters sought to use the public execution of the rebels as a means of inducing a high degree of fear in the enslaved population to, quote, obtain maximum political and psychological mileage, unquote. Therefore, court-ordered public executions were held all over the island, including parishes not directly impacted by the conflict. That may explain why Joseph Franklin was hanged at Enmore in Bridgetown on this day, July 2nd, 1816.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.